New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions. You're listening to a New Dimensions Archive Edition, recorded in 1994.
Work can mean more than simply earning our income. It can also serve as a tempering element to articulate a life truly worth living. Challenges abound in the corporate world as we now face a dramatically changing marketplace. More than ever, businesses will need people of vision and creativity to survive. How can we learn to navigate these dangerous waters, maintaining both our jobs and our humanity? Where can we find strength and creativity to help us take the risks necessary to grow and prosper? The interest in the work of Joseph Campbell, the extraordinary success of Scott Peck's The Road Less Traveled, and the recent bestsellers by Robert Bly and Jungian's Thomas More and Clarissa Pinkola Estes strongly indicate that many of us are actively searching for a more meaningful existence. Our guest today, David White, is someone who is working actively to enrich the way we view ourselves and our work and what we do with our lives. David White grew up in the hills and valleys of Yorkshire, England, and now lives on an island in the state of Washington. He's worked extensively within corporate America, bringing an understanding of the process of change through an innovative use of poetry. His clients include many of the Fortune 500 companies. He also runs a small press in Seattle, Washington, where he has published several audio and printed collections of his own poetry, including Where Many Rivers Meet and Songs for Coming Home. He's also the author of The Heart Aroused, Poetry and the Preservation of the Soul in Corporate America. Join us for the next hour as we explore bringing the soul into the marketplace and the company with our guest David White. My name is Michael Toms. I'll be your host. Welcome to New Dimensions. David, welcome.
It's good to be here.
So it's an interesting story here, the transition that you've made from writing poetry to writing a book about corporate America and the soul in corporate America. How did that transition occur for you? How did that happen?
Well, it happened in best American fashion, actually. I was giving a keynote talk at a conference in, I think it was 87 or 88. And after the talk, a man came up to me and said, we have to hire you. And I said, for what? And he said, to come into corporate America and work with some of the issues we're working with right now. And I had an initial strong wave of skepticism about it, because I had an inherited prejudice, you know, about corporations and the work they did in the world. But the man turned out to be Peter Block, who's a very well-known author, philosopher, business consultant, wrote a book called The Empowered Manager, and has a new book called Stewardship. And really, he was uncovering qualities and themes in his work and his workshops that they felt they couldn't deal with. They were entering basically timeless realms of human experience. They were going where the poet treads more easily, in a way. And so they wanted me to come in and deal with these